Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Thursday, y'all. Weather's tripping, but we know it. It's fog. It's different type of foggy outside. The rain's supposed to quit around 10, but the clouds remain throughout the day. And really, the clouds remain throughout the weekend. We get a little bit of sun tomorrow morning, maybe. Maybe Saturday afternoon, evening, Sunday morning a little bit. But this is what we got. High's only going to be 50 today. And we get close to 60 or a little above throughout the weekend. Next week's looking like some sunshine, but can we trust it? We don't know. We don't know. Laura, you got big stories today, huh, for Flashing Lights. Glorilla.
Yes. That's definitely going to talk about her arrest. But, man, I'm just reading up on Kanye punching somebody in the face for touching his wife, though.
Yeah, well, see, you see, here's the thing about touching people's wives.
That's right.
You might get punched in the face.
That's right.
So, yeah, and then, you know, I see the whole conversation, but look at how she's dressed. She never wears any clothes.
What's that? So that means you get to put your hands on somebody?
Why? So we can talk about that coming up, Flashing Lights, but I just don't understand, like, what makes you think that that's a reason to allow somebody or somebody thinks that it's okay to just touch someone? Like, don't touch people. Like, don't grab anybody. That doesn't give you a pass to do anything.
Fact.
I don't even know why this has to be explained.
That feels like an old combo, no?
Yeah.
And I never even understood the combo from the beginning. Yeah. I mean, maybe there was a, you know, I don't know what world it was, because I never lived in the world where you just got to touch people.
I know.
Like, I
know.
Because the world I grew up in, you know, you just didn't get to touch people.
Right.
You just don't do that.
I'm just trying to think of a scenario where it was like even when it was like, you know, I had dreads for a long time, people would try to, like, touch my hair. I'd be like, why are you touching my hair, bro? What's going on?
Yeah. People feel entitled.
But I don't even get it. You just touch people?
Touching someone's body? Like, that's crazy. Crazy.
So it was never a part of my reality or how I was raised that you just got to touch people without, like, being familiar with them in a certain type of way. So when it came to this discussion around women's clothes and you feeling like because how someone is dressed, you don't know that person, fam. And even if you do know that person, y'all don't have a relationship like that.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of bonkers to me, guys.
It is, Ebro, because it is. It was and it is. But we'll talk about that coming up.
Rosenberg, on the sports side of things, are you following this? Well, there's a couple of things. A, the playoffs last night were pretty entertaining from what I'm seeing. The Sixers-Heat game.
Hell of a game.
But also, are you following this Caitlin Clark signature shoe conversation?
I am not.
Oh, no. What's happening?
I'm just bumping into it myself. I'm going to let you guys look it up, and we'll double back on it. But, yeah, they're saying Caitlin Clark's going to get a shoe from Nike, which is awesome.
Wow.
And I don't think there's a lot of women in the WNBA that have a signature shoe.
Maybe none.
I think there's a couple of others.
Signature. Wow. Not that I've heard of.
Right. This could be big. Could be really big. But there's definitely a conversation taking place. We'll bring it to the forefront here on Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, because I think it's a big deal. I think it's pretty awesome what's happening for the WNBA. And it looks like the Knicks and the Sixers is the game. Philly, New York to start the...
That's a fact, sir.
To start the playoff run for the Eastern Conference Finals, New York Knicks, my team.
your team as of this year. Yup.
So I told y'all. I've been telling y'all. On the line right now. Nobody believes me?
Nobody believes you.
I don't do this for other people.
It's in his heart.
This is what I feel. Like J. Cole said, this is how my spirit is aligned.
That is, so you do what you do.
You know what I'm saying? Gina's on the line. Daniel's on the line. It is time for Lord Never Loses. Lord, we're giving away what?
You know we're giving away these tickets to the fight. Haney versus Garcia. Going down this Saturday inside the Barclays Center. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You could also order it exclusively in pay-per-view on DAZN.
Did you guys get the word about why Ryan Garcia didn't come by our show? Did you guys hear about this?
Nah. Yeah,
I heard it mentioned, but he mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, we're part of the people who are out to get him. Quote-unquote, out to get him. Huh?
Huh?
Y'all be coming for people. Huh?
Yo, real talk, we are the most, as far as platforms go, I feel like we're one of the more benign in the hip-hop space. We're pretty fair, I think. I mean, we'll definitely come for you, but especially if you're doing antics like Ryan Garcia. But I didn't think that would be a reason for him to think, like, we're out to get him. But maybe we represent some sort of axis of evil in his eyes.
I mean, it's possible based on the things he says. It has nothing to do with us individually. And
right.
It has more to do with his political stance and his internet.
So you know y'all going to attack. Y'all going to attack.
I honestly wasn't even interested in talking to him until he told us that, like, it was offered to us. We didn't ask for him.
Right.
Listen, win or lose, Ryan, here's the deal. You're a bozo.
See, this is why.
This is the problem. The problem is I can't just act like you're not doing bozo antics, bro. Like, that's what you're doing.
I mean, the bozo antics are there.
It sells pay-per-view and tickets. Yeah. So, you know, if it's all an act, you know what I'm saying, then I get it.
But why he didn't come?
No, he doesn't pay enough attention for it to be
that. People that surround him, probably.
Or not even probably. That, honestly. We haven't really talked much about Ryan Garcia. That's what I'm saying. I think it would be more, I don't know.
Right, Rosenberg? I'm like, we haven't even really talked. Yes, you haven't talked about him like that.
No, we definitely covered, like.
Yeah, but no one cares what we're talking about. Let's be real.
That's right.
No one's writing up when we say stuff. So it wouldn't be that. It would be more like he has something he decided he didn't like about us. Or, you know, theoretically, based on the spaces he's occupying. You know what I'm saying?
Are we not privy to the coverage that we get about us? Is that a thing?
No, I think nobody's privy to it because it doesn't exist.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't think
this isn't the first. But so this isn't the first time this has happened, though. Where people have opted to not come to the program, and I'm like, are we on the radar like that? Like,
I don't see
us getting coverage like that,
bro. But keep it real. We have some people who don't do other media that come to us.
No, we do.
So, and they've told us. There's a reason why we come here. So, there you go.
No, yeah, that's the positive side. But, Laura, F all that. That's not what we're focused on right
now. Right.
It's probably not coverage. It's people talking amongst people. It might not be, like, newspaper coverage.
No, but even that, though. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we do pretty well on our YouTube.
But, by the way, real quick, the language I'm told that was used lastly about this thing is Garcia said, He didn't want to see us because he believes that we are, quote, trying to get him.
Right.
That's just the ramblings of a crazy person. That's not about it being us. That's like the toaster oven's trying to get you. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
I don't think it's us.
Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm back for a second chance.
Let's go!
Gina! Yes!
And then we also have Daniel. Here we go. We also have Daniel. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Daniel sounds aggressive. He wants these tickets.
I need those.
Here we go. We try and get you in the building at the Barclays. Haney Garcia, Saturday night. Shawnee's got the question. 60 seconds on the clock. Gina, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Style?
You let me down yesterday,
I
but
did.
I still go with you today.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The pressure's on. I don't do well under pressure.
Daniel.
6 seconds on the clock, Shawnee, with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Loses. Here we are.
Get Who addressed rejecting?
Ebro.
Who addressed rejecting? Who rejected a thing?
Two. One.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Incorrect. Who addressed rejecting Gerard Carmichael, while on stage at Coachella?
Yes. That would be Tyler, the Creator.
That is a fact. That is a fact. What is the longest day of the year?
Ebro. That would be summer solstice.
Incorrect.
No.
Longest day of the year in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, in the Southern Hemisphere.
Is it winter? Winter solstice.
Winter's coming.
Oh, man.
Who does Ryan Garcia claim?
Ebro. Ryan Garcia claims Devin Haney.
Incorrect. Who does he claim will be walking him into the ring at this weekend's fight?
That would be Kanye West.
Mr. West.
He claims.
That is a fact. What was the first animal to ever be cloned?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Goat.
At the buzzer. He says a goat. Laura Stiles, what do you say?
I think it was a sheepy, bro.
A sheep.
A sheep.
Is correct.
Oh, damn.
Laura wins with a sweep.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Go Daniel.
Oh, man. She's celebrating, too, Gina. This is horrific what just took place. This is horrific what just took place. Daniel is in the building. When Laura wins, everybody wins. I don't even know. I don't even know if we have enough tickets for that.
We do not. We don't have extra tickets. Sorry. Only for Daniel.
Oh, man. This is terrible. This is horrific. This will go down in history as the worst loss ever.
I mean, and Laura's celebrating because this lady slept on her. Went against
2 days in a row. Worst loss ever in the record books. Damn.
Yeah. Ribbit. Sorry, Mama.
She's on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
All right, coming up in the flashing lights report, Kanye West punched somebody for grabbing his wife. Mm. I'll tell you what happened coming up in the flashing lights report.
I kind of like it. I like when people get punched.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
All right, and it's time for Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. The reason I said multiple C's because Stiles was the C.
All right, reports are coming out that Kanye West had to punch a man in the face. Because he touched his wife. Mm. Now his chief of staff, the Yeezy chief of staff, Milo Yiannopoulos, says that, quote, a stranger grabbed Bianca. And it's grossly inadequate as a description of what happened. Bianca was physically assaulted. The assailant didn't merely collide into her. He put his hands under her dress, directly on her body. He grabbed her waist, he spun her around, and then blew kisses at her. She was battered and sexually assaulted. Mm.
You know, the Milo guy doesn't hold a lot of credibility in my mind. So hearing from him is problematic for me. But
Ebro's all of them. It's the whole thing. If this had just been a thing reported by Bianca Sensory, it would all affect me one way. Hearing about it from a crazed public white supremacist about a guy who's lost a lot of credibility over the last couple of years makes the whole thing sound like, we'll see.
But I do believe.
The messenger is someone who's disgusting. But
if it's true, it's true, and it's disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the way Kanye's wife dresses, that we do live in a world where people think that that's an invitation, and I'm glad this person got punched in the face.
Right. If that's what happened, yes, I agree.
Yeah, because that's what I was like when I saw it on social media being reported. The comments really, I was like, wow, we're really here for men and women. Like, well, look how she's dressed. Well, she's inviting everyone to touch her. I mean, look at how she's dressed. She barely wears any clothes.
That's wild, bro.
And I'm just like, what? That's not an invitation to get touched.
When you go, you can't even touch girls who are naked. Yo, literally, when you go to a strip club, okay, where people get completely naked, you're not able to touch the girls. The fully nude ones.
But isn't that kind of what makes
the story? That's like understood.
But isn't that sort of what makes the story so weird? Like,
in what way?
I mean, some human being,
like, why she dresses the way she dresses?
No. Like, that we're going to take at face value that a human being saw Kanye West and his scantily clad wife walking on the street, presumably with security near them, cameras, whatever, and just went up and grabbed her and spun her around and blew her kisses. That's a crazy story.
But
I'm not saying it's impossible.
I don't even know.
But it's a crazy story.
But where were they? Well, a couple things. Does Kanye have a history of assaulting individuals?
I mean,
I know there were some cell phone instances where he grabbed some cell phones.
Yeah.
He turns up on people in public for sure.
When Pap's gotten too close to him.
Yeah.
Cameras broken, some shoves. It's all happened.
But random fans?
Random fans, no. Not that I can recall. No. I'm not saying it was someone just walking
down
the street.
Those PAPs or whatever, cell phones or whatever, there's an agitation associated with it and a protection of space, right? Mm. Which, you know.
This would be the same situation.
PAPs be playing too much. I don't even be mad when they get their stuff taken. You know what I mean? But.
Yeah, true.
This is a similar situation where you just have a physical assault and somebody's playing in your face and up too close and all that and thinking it's a game. Like, I don't fault Kanye West for punching somebody in the face in this scenario. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Wait, what?
Right.
Again, now, if it's true.
It's a congratulations. You played yourself when you're Kanye West and you had to do this because there will be some sort of lawsuit. There will be a scramble to try to get a bag. So it will end up costing money, but I'm sure Kanye's mind is worth it.
Yeah.
That's your Flash and Light report. Time is 7:02. Today's a high of 50 degrees, chances of rain throughout the day, and alternate side parking is in effect.
In effect. What else is in effect is Beat the Buzzer coming in 40 minutes. Congratulations, you played yourself. It's all going down. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. We're getting geared up for Freedom Friday also. So, you know, we're always taking calls before the big close of the week. It's a lot going on out here. Knicks is in the playoffs, looking nice against the Sixers, which is going to be tough. But it's a good time. Let's roll. Zebro, Laura, and Rosenberg on a terrible weather Thursday.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Resort music.
That's right. Hold
on. It's vibes, though.
You trying to tell
me? It's definitely a loose shirt on. I got a loose shirt on. It's unbuttoned. I'm showing taco meat right now.
Facts. Flip-flops all day.
With shirt, a towel. Shirt blowing in the breeze.
You know what I mean? With a towel at about the pool.
You know what I mean? Shani and I was talking about them hangovers we used to get back in the day off Rum Punch.
Because they'll offer you the Rum Punch as you're signing in.
No.
Yeah,
they do.
When you go to the resort, as you're signing in,
it's a non-alcoholic beverage.
No.
They'll give you the rum punch depending on where you at.
I get the non-alcoholic joint when the lobby for free when they walk up with the tray.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Well,
I never got the alcoholic joint. And without asking, I can ask for it, of course, but I thought you always talking about the free one.
The free one that I've gotten in recent years is alcoholic.
Yeah. Because now, like, the alcohol sponsor wants to be the first thing you see, too. So right, it might be an Appleton rum punch.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm staying there. We're not staying in the same resorts.
No, we're not. Ebro's joints are too expensive, Shawnee. They don't have
We don't have sponsors at the resorts. We don't have sponsors.
I know the ones you're talking about, Ebro. It's a different resort.
We're not staying at the same resort, man.
It's just freshly squeezed jokes.
It's just so healthy. They want you to be healthy and happy where I'm staying. I don't want you.
Lightest, fruitiest juice.
Oh, man. It feels like you're reinvigorated. You've been to paradise.
The other ones want to get you buzzed so you don't mind the the slight little mishaps at the end.
No, when you go to the the regular ones, when you go to the regular ones that aren't like, you know, God knows how much a night, the regular ones, they're giving you booze when you walk in.
Right. Wait, so you're a you're just headed on a disaster from the gate.
Yeah, because they're about they're about to tell you your room's not ready yet.
Nah.
3 o'clock, 3:30 maybe.
Facts.
Come back.
See, Rashani, what you're talking about to me was when I went to the heavy hitter retreat. They absolutely giving you some sponsored beverage or mix your power something where you was like, yo, why are y'all giving me a hangover? I've been here for 5 minutes.
You might get a beer.
You just get a beer. Here, it's crazy. Here's a brew. Enjoy it. Yo, man, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Cast One serving up 97 minutes of commercial-free music. And if you're still out here drinking them hangover drinks, you get this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big like talk, hobby, Long Island iced tea.
Playing yourself, playing yourself.
Rum punch.
Vodka and cranberry.
Oh, man, vodka and cranberry ain't even the worst one.
But Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my God.
What are you... That's the rookie drink.
Well, because it's like, why would I drink something with so much sugar in it that's just going to, it's not going to be good tomorrow?
And seven liquors.
Seven different alcohols in one joint? Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, but remember, Ebro can't even have a taco without needing to go to the hospital. So your standards are also
there. No.
There are young people who can handle it.
I can have a taco.
Not a quesadilla.
Not a quesadilla.
Too far.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Laura Stiles has something big in the congratulations you played yourself.
I do?
Oh, damn. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because I didn't have anything, so I was hoping you was delivering something major.
Okay. No, it's not major. It's just ridiculous. I don't know if you guys saw the video that was moving around social media yesterday about this Brazilian woman who thought it was a good idea to pull a weekend at Bernie's. She wheels in a wheelchair her dead uncle, wheeling his body into a local bank, trying to get a loan under his name.
What?
Everybody's looking at her like, bro, the way she's trying to hold his head up and it just falls.
Nah, it's upset. It's actually upsetting.
She's like whispering in his ear, trying to be like, yeah, sign. Like, as if he's going to say anything back, bro. They call the cops and be like, this man has been dead for hours. And she definitely got arrested. But it's all on video, Shawnee.
That's
like
crazy.
It's so wild. The uncle is dead.
How did he die?
He's old. He's old and sick. He looks like he was sick. Yeah, and now he looks dead.
It also looks like he was at a point in his life where he probably, even though he wasn't dead, he was breathing and his heart was beating. He probably was moving very, very slow. And his body just wasn't together for a long time.
Okay.
So was
he dead?
No, he was definitely dead at this point in the bank.
In the bank, in the wheelchair, dead, Shawnee. Dead.
Oh no, he's definitely, there's no question.
Well, so the question, she's definitely arrested and they're I read the article, they said that they were seeing who she drove up to the bank with, see if there was any accomplices here.
Bro,
the assumption is she was definitely taking advantage of the guy, right? Like, we're just taking advantage of this guy.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. She's trying to get a big loan from the bank and holding his hand, trying to get him to sign. The craziest part is how she kept whispering at him as if he's going to answer.
Well, and then people are like, ma'am, I don't think he, and she's like, no, he's just like this sometimes. There was a piece of me, honestly.
Oh my God.
While she's absolutely taking advantage of him. And she's absolutely like, why would you take someone to the bank to try to sign something where they're in this state? Period. End of discussion. Even if he wasn't dead. Even if he was just like almost a vegetable in a sense, but he wasn't dead.
Right.
Why would you be taking them to a bank and trying to put a pen in their hand to sign a document?
Pure greed, bro.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And the biggest congrats is if you were desperate to get this person's money, they're your uncle, whatever, you needed the money. You get the congrats for not having handled it while they were at least still physically alive.
He would have never signed it.
But that's the thing. She knew you weren't going to give me the money, so I'm going to wait till you die and hope I can get you in there late. But what kind of nastiness is this that you're the person taking care of the person and you still would want to do this and they still would want to give you the money? There's so much nastiness going on.
Wow.
No, it's crazy. Wow. Speaking of old people, I got an update. Remember the guy we talked about yesterday that killed the Uber pickup driver delivery person?
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if we confirmed yesterday that he had been charged with the murder. Go ahead, Laura.
We talked about that.
We didn't talk about that part, right? That he had been charged with murder two and murder three. So he had definitely been charged because, you know, and obviously hit the major news places yesterday morning, too. And, lawyers are saying the woman is clearly in retreat. She's clearly not a threat anymore. Why did you continue to follow her out to her car and shoot her? Right. He's 81-year-old man. It's an 81-year-old man, by the way.
Congratulations. You played
yourself.
And so,
yes, I was going to hit that button. Now, congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So heartbreaking.
Rosemar, what you got today, fam?
And the person who sat there being like, you know, it would be a good prank. As if I just... this would be great. What could possibly go wrong? Well, listen, guys. Laura, I don't want to get into the specifics of the story because I'm not giving the congrats to that because... As presuming it's true, then, you know, if Bianca Sensory, Kanye West's wife, was grabbed and assaulted by a strange man, then I'm not going to give Kanye the button if he defended his wife as he sees it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to get into the way that their whole relationship looks from the outside. It's not for me to judge. But I will say one thing. but I will say one thing. When Laura reads a statement... And it's from a guy. The statement representing Kanye West is from a guy who we know. Guys, we're not even saying the guy's name. The word white supremacist gets thrown around a lot these days. Especially on this show where we call it out all the time. There are levels to this white supremacy, right?
I know.
This guy isn't even Donald Trump. The way we throw it at Donald Trump, like the way Donald Trump propagates like white supremacy, like it's kind of built into what he does. But, like, there's still some sort of, like, we are inferring what he does as white supremacy. No, this is a person who, like, that's his brand, what he studied, what he promotes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying, the difference?
We're not just saying he's a racist.
Rosenberg. Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't he fired from Breitbart News because of his views?
How'd he get fired from that platform?
That's exactly right, Laura. He goes so far that he can't even be, you know, he can't even keep a job at the places that are like, we're into white supremacy. We just can't come right out. We just can't come right out and say things like Hitler's good and this. And we can't do that. We can't be out. He's that bad. And this is the guy who every time now we're getting a statement from Kanye, it's coming from this dude. Like, that's a congrats, no matter what the situation is. This is the person you decided to...
Your spokesperson. But it's apropos, it's fitting. If this is the world, if this is the Kanye West you want to be, Kanye, you know what I'm saying? It's fitting. I don't even know, listen. At a certain point, you get tired of covering the level of stupidity. This is who people want to be, man. Like, I don't even know why we are.
Yeah.
It's kind of like academics sitting down with Donald Trump Jr. Like, this is who people want to be.
Yo, I don't understand it, bro. But you know what? I'm stupid. Because
Hit yourself with the button.
I played myself.
This is what the statement is, right? I mean, we play ourselves. We make assumptions about people having any sort of backbone or standing for anything or having any morals.
No, they stand for something.
Well, sorry, maybe morals is the word I'm looking for.
There you go.
But like, why do we keep assuming that? And no matter how many times they show us over and over and over again, people just keep going back and believe it may be better.
The button keeps coming.
Hit the button again, man.
Congratulations. You played.
One of my favorite stories from yesterday before we wrap, completely wrap, is the Toronto Raptors' own Jonte Porter.
Oh, my God.
From the NBA for life, Laura Stiles. For life, an NBA player was banned for life.
What happened?
He was gambling on games.
No.
But even better than that. It's better than that. The congrats is better than that. Thank you, bro, because at this time of day, I never remember the things that I was thinking about the day before.
Well, no. Well, there's...
Was it millions of dollars?
Exactly. It wasn't. His profit was $21,000.
No. And Laura, he didn't just bet on games. He reached out to people and would tell them to bet. For example, yo, my man, make a parlay. Include in the parlay the under on all of my statistics for tonight, because I'm not feeling good and I'm not going to play much.
Yo!
Then, hold on, then he plays
That's
in the
crazy.
Game. He checks himself out of the game after 3 minutes. The dude hits on an $80,000 bet that would have paid out $1.1 million. But here's the thing about legal gambling. You're not just betting with your man Vinny and them. The betting companies see what happened, and they go, how did someone know he wasn't going to play? They never even paid the bet out.
Yeah, because they knew it was a sham. They see it from the inside. How about this? There's stories coming out, too, about Jonte Porter, who's banned for life from the Toronto Raptors. Hit the button one more time.
Congratulations. You played.
You're 24 yourself. Years old, and you just... Yo, you worked from 6 years old to 24, and you decide... And then, listen, he hadn't had a great NBA career. He'd only played 37 games over a couple of seasons, Laura. But your man had already earned, his career earnings were $2.7 million. This isn't like, relative to the real world, you're a failure. You're making money. And by the way, your brother is Michael Porter Jr.
Balls out for the Denver Nuggets.
So maybe...
But see, that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem.
Is what?
Is that you're in your brother's shadow and you're not performing well.
And you're in your feelings.
And you become a degenerate because you can't...
Maybe though, you could just keep working your ass off, and when your brother's in the right spot with the right team, you know what he could do? Talk to the GM and be like, yo, let's bring in my brother.
Or, because you're already in the NBA, maybe you could pivot and become some other sort of executive where you can get bags.
Or you could just, like, really do this as long as people want you around, and then when you can't, you do what everyone else does, and you go to Europe for 5 years and make a lot of money and have a lot of fun. It really is pretty cool.
And by the way, with Jonte Porter, I'm reading an article right now from, it's called All Raptors. Is the site. He appears to be a chronic gambler. This is millions of dollars, they say, he was in the hole and been gambling for years.
So I figured in all likelihood there was a sickness attached to it. Now, Ebro, one thing I have to say is, yesterday, I don't lose it very often when I'm on the K show. Like, Don is the guy who rants. I don't, like, rant. Yo, Ebro, this, you would have related to this. Yesterday, I lost it because a guy named Ed called up. I'm sure he's a great guy. But he called up to say, you're not thinking about this from Jonte Porter's standpoint. He made a decision. You know, this was the better money now. And he was, even in retrospect, with it playing out the way it played out, defended the... Yo, Ebro, I lost my... I was like, what kind of loser talk is this? You thought this was the move?
No, but it's... loser talk.
It's just, I was like, you're 24 and you said, nah, I can't do it.
But, you know, hit yourself with the button. This gambling thing, while we may not relate to it, it is addict behavior. This is addict behavior.
Separate conversation, 100%. If the dude's sick, dude is sick and he needs help. But the fact that someone else would call and defend it?
Oh, yeah, but you're confirmed sick if you throw your career away. For gambling. You're confirmed sick.
Ebro, how about Ipe, the translator for Shohei Ohtani? Your man had bet, Laura, your man was down $80 million. He had bet in the hundreds of millions. They added up the amount of bets he made over a three-year period. Over a three-year period, I think they said it was 21,000 bets. He had made. And here's why that story is so weird, because they're trying to make it quiet and go away. How could this random interpreter, without any of the help of his billionaire ball player friend?
Yeah. But see, that's a cover-up.
Yeah,
That has to be.
I don't care what you say. I don't work in sports radio. I don't care what happens with Shohei Ohtani. I don't give a damn.
But it has to be a cover-up, right?
It's a cover-up 1,000%. There is no way after the contract that Shohei Ohtani just inked with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the amount of money they're going to be giving him for the next 20 years that they're going to allow this thing to go up in flames. There is no way that they're going to let that happen, and there is no way that his interpreter, his best friend, made all of these bets and got that much financially in the hole without Shohei knowing about it. Period. End of discussion. Now, y'all, I don't give a damn. Paint it how you want. Shout to Shohei. Shout to the Dodgers. Hit your home runs. Pitch your pitches.
But stop yourself. Hit the button, though.
But
also hit the
button. Expect me to believe that? No, sorry. Right, not doing it. Not today. Not today, and not at any point in my life where I thought the interpreter...
How did he get the access to the money, too? Yo, because according to the story they're telling, it's like Shohei didn't know. Poor Shohei was just blindsided by this. How is this guy your interpreter? How many different people would he have to go through to get access to hundreds of millions of dollars to bet? Without Shohei being like, yo, here you go, my man. It's impossible, guys.
And hit the button. Anybody that believes it, you get this button.
What a mess.
The gambling thing is out of control.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
And I'll never forget when the legal gambling thing really took over sports. It became legal in New York State. I want to remind everybody because I haven't forgotten. I'm watching. Everybody was so, had so many moral values about gambling until they. The government and the corporations figured out how to build infrastructure on how they could make money. Then they didn't give a damn, a rat's ass about you, your gambling habits, your addictions, none of it. Same thing with opioids, same thing with all of the addiction things. They really don't give a damn. You gotta stop
alcohol. We're going. It's the weed direction. It's everything. They don't care.
They don't give a damn.
Once the profit's set up, we got.
Once they figure out how to make a profit, this train is moving. Listen, speaking of making a profit, you want to make some money? We know you do. You're addicted to it. You live in America.
You're trained to be from
this
young.
This is what you came here for. This is what you stayed here for. This is what you came here for.
That's right.
That money. It's time to beat the buzzer. It's going to happen next. DJ John steps in the room. We'll talk about the Mets.
No, we got to talk about the in-play game, as John puts it.
And we got to talk about in-play playoffs.
Yep.
It's all happening. Oh. Cast One hitting you with that like that. The biggest one of the biggest records in the country right now.
Ooh.
T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
With CUNY, whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I'm here.
Hey.
Is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors.
Is you like that?
Young throat, selling lows.
Is you like that?
All 24, you won't go.
Is you like that?
True.
It's gotten quiet this week, right? Kendrick is just.
It's on him.
Taking his time. Y'all ain't gonna rush me. Never have, never will. But and besides, Kendrick already said what he needed to say. I don't know if he even feels compelled to respond.
Right. I mean, he probably will. But
no, he absolutely will respond. But I mean, with a rush, like something right. This week or now. You know, I don't know. Whenever it happens, maybe it falls out the sky this weekend. We don't know. Now, have these AI moments ruined it, Rosenberg? These fake AI Kendrick records, have they ruined it?
No.
You're ruining it.
No, I don't think so. I think what's we talked about this yesterday. The internet ruins it. I think that the general way it's sort of consumed and talked about, the endless, loud, stupid, uninformed voices and needing to feed people so quickly, like you mentioned the other day, like the timeline being so rushed.
You got 24 hours.
That whole thing ruins it. The amount of people who ask me about it who don't know anything about, like, who aren't really into rap like that at all. That, to me, is what ruins it.
Well, but it does help look, whether we like it or not, if you've been a part of this, love and hip hop for most of your life, the world is intrigued by conflict. Conflict makes headlines. And, it all, in many ways, can detract from making great music. I think in this scenario, we've got a great song from Drake. We got a great song from Ross, and we got this great song we just played like that. And we got the J. Cole project out of it. I mean, he took down 7-Minute Drill, which people said they didn't like. Right. But I didn't think it was too terrible.
What, the song? They didn't like the song?
Yeah, people didn't like 7-Minute Drill. They thought it was not worthy. It wasn't great work.
Well, mainly him.
Song-wise, I think it was better than the other ones you mentioned. In terms of, like, I would enjoy listening to it, like the beat. Like the beat switch. Yeah, like from a listenability. I'm not even thinking about what registers in the battle of it all. Like, just I thought the song was good.
Well, that's my thing about the music that we're getting.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. I don't like the Ross one very much. Sorry, I love you, Rosé. His pattern, he follows it. It just gets boring. It's like it's a repetitive.
Too mundane.
It's a very mundane. You feel the same way, Shawnee? It's kind of like blah 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 blah.
This one, like that, and Drake's though, are still good records. The cadence, the beat, especially this one.
This is a dope one just because it brought back an old school dope beat in a way that's hard. Like honestly, I don't really think about the rapping on it that much. We haven't heard a song that sounds like this sonically that's big in a long time. This song sounds like it's from 1984, bro.
Well, the beat is.
It is 87. I think it's 87. And it feels so there. I'm not trying to discredit it, but I don't know that it's about the battle words on it. I don't even really pay attention to what is said on it.
No, it's definitely about the beat. But in hip-hop, often, hasn't it always been about the marriage of the beat and the lyrics?
That's what they say. That's what they say.
That's what they say. It's always been about the beat.
And he's in the pocket. He's a talented dude.
Yeah, that's the whole
shablammy.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, I'm going to give you all some good content. Bump all this. You want to see great content this week? Yesterday, I watched I watched two Hot Ones episodes. Conan O'Brien on Hot Ones is the funniest damn thing you will see all week. Yo, bro.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
No, Laura. Your man is pouring the sauce on his fingers and rubbing it on his face and his nipples.
No.
Being a psychotic lunatic. And then it hits him and you watch him melt down. It's incredible. Oh. And then they have another show called Hot Ones Versus. And they did Thundercat versus Zach Fox.
Thundercat's mad funny, bro.
Bro, that's one of the funniest. Yo, go watch the Thundercat versus Zach Fox. Laura, you'll know Zach Fox from Abbott Elementary. Hilarious. Yeah. You will love that, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a battle. It's a different kind of battle. You know what
different
I mean?
Different kind of battle. Thundercat is, yeah, that's my
hilarious, bro.
Call right now. You get a chance to beat the buzzer and get paid. But first, we sing.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yep. Yo, DJ John.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, get him at some respect, man.
What, they won against the Pirates? That's it.
No, they've won like 10 of the last 14 or something like that.
No, they're in like the same kind of class right now as the Yankees. They're just a pretty good winning team right now.
All right. It's cool.
Why do you got to downplay? Why don't you pick them up?
Just pick them up. It's cool. What do you want me to do? They didn't win no championship. They didn't win no... What did they win?
I mean, well, we could say the same for the Yankees over the last 10 years.
What are you saying? It's not... All right, cool. I'm not going to big it up.
Yo, man, this is how the Drake Kendrick thing started, man.
It's sad, man.
It's cool.
Yo, shout out to the Mets faithful, man. You guys deserve love. You know what I mean? It's always tough.
Oh, and by the way, apparently what I'm hearing is that the Mets thing got canceled yesterday with Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney because they were supposed to be doing it together. And after they had just gotten into the thing at the Empire State Building, the Mets pulled the plug on it.
And
we're like, we're not going to put you guys on the field together.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I'm actually DJing the fight this Saturday.
Whoa, DJ John.
There you go.
The whole card.
Wait, question for that.
Fire.
What time,
that's major.
What time you have to be there to DJ a whole fight, man?
Rehearsals at 12.
Yo.
Oh.
LLJ Cool.
So you're basically there from noon to midnight.
Noon to midnight, 12-hour shift.
Yo, y'all bring DJ John a snack if you see him at the Barclay. My man's feet gonna be on fire.
I need an assistant. Man, this is a long ass.
Yo,
I'm not complaining though.
Bring him a muffin. Worse. Bring him a muffin and a
night could be worse, John. You're gonna
rum punch.
Yo, it's tough out here with these jobs, man. So I'm trying to get it if I get it.
You know what? Good for you, buddy.
Good job, John. Now, shout out to the Yankees, too, man.
Listen. That's my Bronx Bombers, baby.
You know what I mean? Finally getting back on the winning side after a couple of slumps.
You know what I'm saying? It's all right. Listen, we're top of the whole league, the AL East as well. So, listen, we're looking good. So, I ain't mad at that. Knicks, this Saturday,
let's go. Knicks,
what
faithful.
What you want to do, Philly?
Bing bong.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
Uh-oh. I'm feeling good, though.
Don't poke the bear, John.
What, Philly? It's going to be a struggle. But I think there's some matchup problems for the Sixers.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
That sounds nice.
You don't believe it, Rosenberg?
No, I don't hate the Knicks in this series, but you just better hope Embiid's not going like Embiid crazy. That's the only thing.
Well, I don't even think you can stop that. I think you got to focus on other things.
Like Maxey?
Yeah, you got to focus on shutting other things down.
Yeah, I forget about it. We got Brunson,
because what you don't want to do is get your big men in foul trouble early against Embiid because you don't have some components when you're the Knicks.
No, but they do have a few big men they could throw at Embiid, so they'll try that. It should be all right, man. Listen, the Knicks were the second best team in the East. They should go out and beat the Sixers.
Roxanne is on the line. It is time to beat the buzzer. Get Roxanne some money. Roxanne,
I can't believe I'm on.
We believe in you, and we believe that you're on. All right,
let's go, Roxanne.
Yeah, Roxanne, do you need any help here? You got this?
Not she good.
Absolutely, I will take any help I could get.
All right, now you know you gotta say stop nice and loud. You hear money that you want?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It is time for Roxanne to beat the buzzer.
$120. Mm. $180. $230. $290. $350. $470.
Whoa.
Stop.
There you go.
All right.
$470 sounded like something. No, that was a good call. It sounded $470 has a good, like,
Feel like something,
yeah, Roxanne. $470.
You don't even know how much I need this money.
Well, $470 is guaranteed to be yours, man. Let's see what you left on the table.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Roxanne. You're welcome. Let's see what else.
$120.
We left $50 on.
$630.
Ooh, that hurts.
$700.
Oh, missed the 700.
Get out of here.
Yeah. She said, get out of here. I could have had this 700.
Some bass in her voice.
It's so fine.
It's okay.
Listen, it's okay. At least you walked away with 470.
I am so honored. Thank you so much.
Roxanne, we love you so much. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be able to lace you up with this cash. And sounds like a much needed scenario. Hang
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
We're going to get you paid. Everyone else, if you want a chance to beat the buzzer, after the Gurus around 8:40 will be your time. And Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles is what's happening next. Laura, what's going on?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Glorilla was arrested. And her mugshot is really interesting, but wow. I'll let you know what happened with her coming up, Flashing Lights.
Yo, Cast One, is that Glorilla Megan Thee Stallion record picking up for you?
You know, it's moving a little bit.
It's not getting
sound great.
It doesn't sound great. It's moving on the streaming services. I was looking at the Apple Music chart the other day. It's like top five in the country. But it hasn't made its way to the clubs and the radio all the way yet.
Not all the way yet.
All the way yet. 97 minutes commercial-free music. We'll get to that flashing lights with Laura Stiles next. The weather's just cloudy all day, man. The rain's supposed to stop. So, you know what I mean? That's something to look forward to. But there's not a lot of sun in the forecast. Got to break it to y'all. This is what we got. Enjoy it. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Don't get the hit.
You haven't done it then.
Yeah, I probably haven't. Well, I mean, I've never done app gambling.
Now, but when did you last do like gambling for real? Like you put
just
money
only if
down.
I'm in Vegas.
Right. Is it Coinbase app gambling?
No. Is there Coinbase? Well, no, it's any investing is technically gambling if you're being honest.
Oh yes, yeah, all that stuff, sure. To
any
some
investing, I mean, look, it's all gambling, right? Like, no, you're taking a risk,
right? But that's kind of changing the conversation because we're thinking about the high you get. You're not getting a high from investing in that way. Yeah, you will at some point, maybe, but. You were so used to going to Vegas to visit your mom. It's not like you were going out to gamble at a certain point. So that left you a long time ago, too.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, I would do dumb stuff. Like, I've definitely walked by a table and been like, yo, put $500, you know, throw $500 down, see what happens.
But so that's funny. It's funny, Ebro, that Ebro's went through this whole thing being like, I don't know about gambling. Meanwhile, I've gambled a million times. Never in my life did I randomly just throw $500 on something.
But, like, for me, it was because I had already won, and the money that I would always use to gamble, I assumed I would lose.
So you set a number for yourself. If you happen to go up and make more money, then you would play with the money that you made. So you're doing responsible, very responsible gambling.
But I've never gambled needing to win.
Got it.
Yeah, I've never in my life had money in my hand like, yo, I need more money. Well, I guess I have when I, you know, done other street things, but not on a gambling scenario.
Yeah, right.
Not on like a, you know what I mean? Like, I've definitely taken money and bought something I wasn't supposed to be distributing and then tried to double that up.
But all the respect, even those stories, bro, we're talking 35 years, 30 years, 34 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
You, the person that you are, does not gamble, period.
No.
You just don't.
I don't even know if I have a gambling app on my phone.
So it's
but
interesting.
But even if you go to Vegas, you still won't gamble.
I'll play some blackjack, but is it gambling if it's entertainment money, I guess, is
right,
my
if you,
question.
If you set aside $300 and you go, I'm going to go gamble tonight, and if I lose this, I'm done. Once I lose $300, I'm out.
I'm done.
So no, that's different. But I will say this. I don't really gamble, but I do understand the high. And the most messed up thing about the high, and after 8 o'clock, we'll talk about this more, the most messed up part is, bro, if you're a big sports gambler and you're hooked on it, the second you know you won the game, like they scored that touchdown to cover late. The whole game was in doubt. And then with 5 minutes left, they scored the touchdown. Now you got it covered. Within 30 seconds of that high hitting, it dissipates now that you know you won. And you're like, I need the next one.
And so now
I need to hit another.
We live in a time, and those of us old enough remember a time when all of this gambling stuff wasn't on television like that. And it wasn't on the radio like that for the different companies that do it. I salute them because every commercial that airs has the close on it where it's like, yo, if you have a problem, call this number, right? Like, I salute that. I think the problem in there is, do people know when they have a problem?
Never.
No, do people know they're having a problem with anything?
It's always the problem. The problem is you never know when you actually are the problem and have the problem.
Correct. So it's an interesting convo after 8 o'clock for people who have gone through this.
Well, and we're here because a basketball player was banned for life from the NBA. Can you imagine making it to the National Basketball Association at any level? At any level. And gambling to the point where they have to ban you for life at 24 years old.
Oh, my God.
Gambling on games you're playing.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's crazy. It's not good.
At least he's hot now.
Boy. Nobody hot, hot for what?
I'm just saying.
Like, people calling him a dumbass?
No, he made a name in the NBA for himself.
He got an NBA first?
There you go. He made a name for himself.
Let's go flashing lights. Laura Styles, let's get after it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Oh no, Glorilla was arrested. She got a DUI. She, they're saying that early Tuesday morning she was driving under the influence, pulled over. This happened in Gwinnett County, in Georgia. They're saying she was consuming or slash possessing an open alcoholic beverage container. And the crazy part is that she was just like, "No, I'm good. And in the middle of just like talking to the cops, her boob pops out. And they had to be like, "Ma'am, your breast is out. Put that away."
How did we find that out, though, by the way?
And why did the police report that? I need to understand.
I don't know.
Is it on video? Was it on social media first? Because the police reporting that a woman's boob popped out when she got arrested for a DUI sounds suspect to me. Sus, as they say.
I feel like they're trying to paint it as like, she was so drunk she didn't even feel her breast pop out. I feel like that's how they're trying to paint it. So, she was arrested. It was like 6 a.m. And then later she got out. But her... In her mugshot, she's like has a huge ear to ear smile.
No, that's I gotta tell you, that ain't it, Glow.
Well, I gotta say,
I love Glorilla.
That's all the more reason we should point. If we love her, all the more reason we should point out. Hit her with the button right now. What are you doing? Get a car service. Stop. You're being stupid.
Get a driver.
You doing? Her mugshot, it looks magnificent. Have you seen the mugshot?
No.
Different type. She's just smiling. Happy.
But that makes me more annoyed because it ain't funny. People die drinking and driving.
That's right.
Stop being an idiot and call for a car. You have money. What are you doing? Like, this is such basic behavior. I don't understand. This is when ballplayers do it. How many people does Glorilla have who are willing to drive her right now in her life?
Bruh.
Probably want to call one of them and not do this.
Facts.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your Flash and Light report. Time is 8:04. Today is a high of 50 degrees, chances of rain throughout the day, and alternate side parking is in effect.
In effect. So how y'all want to get into this gambling thing? Because there's definitely people listening that have gambled their life away.
Maybe people are on the other side of it now, but they can now talk about when it was really bad and just how far they went. Because, Ebro, people are putting...
The craziest thing you gambled away?
Yes, like your kid's school. People are putting their kid's school money, deed of the house. I mean, it gets crazy out here, guys.
We'll take your calls.
If you are brave enough.
If you're brave enough to share your story, because Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors has gambled his whole career away.
Congratulations. Gone. You played yourself.
And it stings even more because his brother is on the best team in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets. I think probably contributed to some of the behavior, but
it should be the opposite, bro. Like
if you can see the forest through the trees.
Right, like just hang on here, man. I just keep thinking about
But nobody wants to be second, man. Nobody. You know how these sibling rivalries are, man.
Think about the people, though, who are involved in raising kids to make sure they could have a career like this. The amount of games you got driven to, the leagues, the coaches, all the people who put so much into you making it. No one makes it alone, bro. And you were just like, I need to get this money.
So bad.
We'll take your calls next. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. WQHT, HD1, FM, New York, Cast 1. Let's hit them.
My girls, I saw Shayla and Seven. Maybe we had too much tequila. Actually,
Yo, it's Hebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning, man. 97 minutes commercial-free music. Well, that's the broadcast. We appreciate you, man. Now, Laura Stiles, we're taking calls on gambling and betting and the craziest thing you bet. And we really want to talk to people who are on the other side of the addiction and the chaos of gambling. And this is because of an NBA player named Jontay Porter of the Toronto Raptors, who had been in the league for a couple of years. I think his earnings in the league were pushing like $3 million.
But he only played in 37 games in the league. But they say that this gambling stuff goes back to his G League days.
Right. And so his brother, though, is Michael Porter Jr. of the Denver Nuggets, who gets busy out here. You know, separate conversation for another day, but just like any addiction, I think, you know, family dynamics, trauma, you know, blah, 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 unhealthy things can drive you into a place of making bad decisions. I have to believe his brother balling out when they got out of college and going to the Denver Nuggets and his career kind of sputtering probably contributed to him wanting to make more money fast, and got into this gambling thing. But anyway, he's been banned for life. And they said his profits, and I don't know how this plays out, but his profits were like $21,000 from some of the betting that actually sent this over the edge.
Yeah, but then there were Laura, he was also giving information to other people to have them bet too. So it was a multitude of things. Someone called the K Show yesterday. Was like, oh, he should have just been like warned, bro. The league has to set a very hardcore standard with stuff like this. The second these rules are very explicit. You try to let people get information that corrupts the integrity of a basketball game. If you have to ban that. That's it. There's no slap on the wrist. Now, listen, if you've been a star, maybe it'd be different. Maybe they try to Shohei Ohtani the situation.
Shohei Ohtani cover up.
but that's not the case here. So your man literally gambled with his entire career. Literally gambled.
Craziest bet. Stupidest gambling move. Let's go to Cleo. Cleo.
Good morning.
Craziest bet, stupidest gambling move you made?
My whole paycheck. Work all week.
What happened?
Because, listen, once you get started, it's hard to stop because now you're chasing the money. I lose the first $200-$300. I was like, all right, I'm going to win this back. I said, I ain't going to go on my credit card. Go right to the machines. More money back on the table.
Damn, man. Damn. Now, Cleo, you don't... Yo, Cleo, you don't gamble anymore?
No, I gave up, man. I had to give up it's an addiction for real. And I got grandkids and everybody looking forward to getting something from Papa and stuff like that, so I couldn't do it no more.
There you go. Put your priorities in order.
There you go.
You know, one of the
Absolutely.
Things... Thank you, Cleo. One of the reasons, like, you know, being in Vegas, I spent a lot of time in Vegas. My mom lived there, you know, different events you go. I've been in Vegas thousands of times. When you look around, if the people gambling were actually winning... Mm-hmm. The casinos wouldn't look the way they look.
Well, yeah, it'd be a whole different experience.
So the dynamic, like for me in my mind, I'm always like, why would someone be in this business as a corporation if the margins weren't great?
Right.
And there wasn't profit to be made. So when you tell yourself, I'm going to get that money back, no, you're not.
Bro, no, you're not. So perfect. When you really think about casinos, there's no windows, there's no clocks.
Oh, the casino, Vegas, they pump oxygen into the casino so you stay awake, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo, there's some free drinks here.
Ceiling is painted and the lighting is painted in a way in casinos. You think it's still daylight outside.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. And think about it like this. Yeah. Would they really give... Think about what we pay for alcohol everywhere else in our life. Would they just walk around handing you free drinks? You could just get free alcoholic drinks as long as you stay here. Think about what that says. Normally, for other businesses, guys, the drinks is the business. In this case, they go, take the damn drinks.
Yeah, no, you had a drink.
No, we got more.
We are in your pocket.
Matter of fact, you're so good. We're not just going to give you a drink. we're going to give you a hotel room. Maybe even a seat, suite. You want tickets to a show?
No, wait, hold up. A credit line.
Oh, yeah. Don't even. We know you're good for it. You're a valued customer. Matter of fact, you need a ride? We're going to send the jet. Harry, send him the jet. We're getting you the jet. We need you to come spend time with us, sir. And you're out there like, that's because I'm a winner.
No.
It's not. It's because they know they're going to win eventually, sir.
Well, the other thing was when there's the first question you always ask somebody when they go, yo, I want $1,000. The first question, the next statement should be, how much did you spend?
Right.
Because if you spent $2,000 to win $1,000.
Oh, LLJ Cool J?
LLJ Cool J.
Nah, bro. You didn't win.
All right,
you didn't win. Let's go to Bella. Bella's on the line. Stupidest gambling move you ever made. Bella.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey,
how are you? Good morning. Hi. Stupidest gambling move.
Good morning, everybody. The stupidest gambling move I ever made, I had stole my car so I could go to the casino.
Whoa. Time out.
LL Cool J me.
No, time out. Think about what you just said. I sold my transportation so that I could go to the casino.
Yes.
Guess
what?
How did you get to the casino?
I went to the casino and I hit.
Yeah, but how did you... How did you get to the casino?
I got a ride for my people.
Yeah, what are you worried about? She found a way.
That's crazy. Oh,
it makes no sense.
It did make sense, though. I was brought up on gambling.
Wow. What kind of gambling was your family doing? What was your dad doing?
Like, my father would buy, like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of scratch-offs.
Oh,
and we'd be all sitting around scratching them off and stuff. So every time I won... You know, I got excited. Like, me as a kid, I'm excited. I want to win some more. You know what I'm saying? So, this started young.
The scratches get people, too. Those scratches.
I'm not going to lie. This is a depressing-ass story. I'm glad that you're doing all right now. You're fully good now?
Huh? You need to call Gamblers Anonymous on me now.
Oh, no.
Look, it's funny.
It's life.
It's life. Bella, you still gamble. How are your finances?
My finances is good because, like, you know, I make a decent amount of money. Shout out to the truck drivers. That's females out there. But, you know, I could go to the casino a little less.
Now, do you have any debts right now, like major debt?
A little bit on my credit card, one of my credit cards. That's about it.
A little bit on
All right, well, I mean, listen, at least you've somewhat kept it manageable.
Listen, don't sell your transportation to need transportation to go gamble. That just sounds
It doesn't make sense.
It sounds like you're hustling backwards, man.
Oh, God.
Thanks for your phone call. She said, but I hit.
Oh, man.
Right. That's right.
Oh, good thing, Bella.
And that's the high that you keep chasing.
Yeah.
Bro.
That one time. Yep. Remember that one time? Sold a car and it came off.
We do it. Bella, I have to hit you with this button. I'm sorry to do it to you, but you just can't. No, or at least LLJ Cool J. Yeah, at least rip it. That story really bummed me out. They gave her the scratch offs as a child, so you that's basically putting an alcohol bottle in your child's hand. Like, doesn't this feel nice?
It's that high.
She got high as a baby. That's crazy.
We're talking stupid gambling moves, craziest gambling moves. Laura, you was going to say something?
No, yeah. I'm interested in Sade's story.
Let's go to Sade. Sade on the line. She's telling family business. Sade.
Hello.
What happened in the family?
Why you got to put me out there, bro? Why you got to tell the family business?
It's what it is.
All right, tell us.
Well, my grandmom is a real estate agent. Well, she was. At one point, she started gambling so much that she owed the casinos. So I don't know how that works. If she had some type of pull up in the casino where they were just like crediting her. then it got to the point where she had to go back and sell homes again at like 78. Just so she can pay off the debt.
She had to sell her home or just homes that she owned?
No, she had to go back to selling homes because she was already doing her big ones when it came to that real estate stuff. She wound up selling the Crooklyn house, the house that was in Crooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, so that was worth something. That was worth something.
So she gets money. She gets her commissions, all of that. But at one point, she was so comfortable, like, oh, I'm making so much money. I'm just going to gamble. I'm going to make, you know, and started losing, owing to the casino. And then had to go back at 78 years old to start selling homes again so she can pay off for that.
78 years old. Oh, so you gambled all. Grandma gambled all the money she made.
But she's smart, though, because she owns her own car. She owns her condo. You know, she those things that she didn't have to worry about. So she wouldn't have been homeless. She wouldn't have been, you know, those things. But at 78, I want to relax. I don't want to be selling homes no more.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Right. Like, you work, you do all this work to just be working later because you played yourself.
Basically. Mm-hmm. So she sold a few homes, paid off that debt, and she does not gamble no more.
There you go. Good. I like that.
Good.
I like
okay.
Well, and think about this. So thank you for the call. The story that she told there, bro, that was it. She said, I don't know how she owed the casinos money because at first your grandma was hitting and she was doing great. So the casino said, hey, you get a credit line. Don't even worry about it. And then at some point, you know, you owe them
a lot
of money.
And this is that thing, too, because gambling can be fun.
What? When you win, it's what is
but even man. The whole but even all the environment that we talked about, right? You showing up to a beautiful place, staying in a hotel at a resort, free beverages, going out, dinner, like the whole lifestyle, it can be fun. But you can't maintain that. It's not sustainable.
Now listen, we could also right now I do want to shout out the people who are gambling responsibly. There are a lot of people now who really have fun on these apps, and they do bet, like, all the time, but they're literally throwing up $1 and $2 parlays, and it makes the games fun for them, and they don't need to put a lot of money on it. And if one hits, they're like, nice, I hit. And if they don't, over the course of a whole football season, they're like, oh, I lost $100, but right. I got to play and have fun.
Well, but that's the whole thing we were talking about earlier. When I gamble, I already know this is money. This is just entertainment money. Either I would be going to spend $350, $500 on some tickets to a show, or I'm going to spend $500 sitting around playing cards. And right. I feel like playing cards and having drinks and talking ish for a second. Let's go to Sal on the line. Sal, this number looks crazy. Sal, $142,000?
Yeah, wow. I was in a Wawa parking lot. I hit for $142,000. I went down there, he picked it up, and then went back down there and blew it.
Wow.
Went back down to the same. I went back to the same Wawa parking lot and hit again for $70,000 and went back down there and blew it.
Oh,
LLJ.
Yo, Sal, you want to shout out? You want to shout out that Wawa parking lot? Which parking lot are you talking about? Which one is this?
Yo, listen to me. I was in the parking lot by off of Union Hill Road in New Jersey. I went to that parking lot. I hit for $142,000 on Divine Fortune, and then I went back there a month later, hit again for another $70,000 in the same parking lot.
Yo, and then still that went. It still went.
They didn't even want to give me the money back. When I went to Atlantic City to pick it up at Caesars, they were like, "Yo, we got to check this out." They didn't even believe I hit.
Crazy, bro. Settle down.
Sal's turn. Yo, I hope Sal, the luck's gonna run out, guys. The luck is going. By the way, think about everything that we invest in, even homes. And people are like, yo, you know, I bought this property. I'm flipping houses. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It all runs out, guys. There's only certain things that are sustainable over a long period of time. Anything that is going up really fast has to come back down. Anything. Even relationships.
Facts. You're saying if someone tells you you could buy a house and be able to flip it in 3 months and make double your money, there's just something's going
it's
on.
It's probably not okay.
Something to watch out for.
It's also, too, when you decide that you've fallen in love in 1 week and you're going to move in with the person after 3 weeks, the odds of that sustaining are probably low,
probably
too. And that's why
you.
We have the gurus.
But it's love at first sight.
True.
And the gurus. But it's love at first sight. And that's why the gurus will be coming up next. But first, Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Right now. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Jumping out the court. Ooh.
Yeah, I can.
Special guru.
You want to do a special guru where we don't read an email?
That's right. This needs to be addressed right
now. Do you want to take calls on this?
What?
No, no, I don't. I want to have a discussion.
All right, it's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus. Shiny Coach.
Save this one I got for tomorrow.
And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Well,
Ebro, so don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
It's got to be framed.
I want to Let's still do the intro.
Hey. Okay, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, come on. Set it all up.
My bad.
All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. We still need you to email us. Right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To shine the light on your darkness.
That's what we do.
Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Yo, you definitely need to cleanse.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. The guru
and
at
burn.
Send us your emails for tomorrow or next week right now. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. But a topic made its way. Ebro brought the topic to the table. Actually, no, so Ebro, you can kind of
be
the questioner, because you were the person who brought the question to the gurus.
The question for the gurus, I went around to all the gurus, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, Shawnee Culture, and non-guru cast one, and I said, do you fart in front of your partner? Now, I know Shawnee's answer already. We've talked about this many times, but I started with Laura Stiles, and the answer was Laura Stiles.
I said no. I mean, it's happened sometimes, but for the most part, I try not to.
And Rosenberg?
My wife would say yes, because we live in a New York City apartment, and that bathroom doesn't have a built-in fan, and she definitely hears things I'd like her not to hear.
But you don't do it in front of
her. I do not say pull my finger to my wife. No, I do not.
Or you don't just lay there, legs open, and just rip them on the couch.
Absolutely not. No, I try to hide them as best I can. If I mess up, I get a little embarrassed, and I go, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. You know, but I try specifically to not do that.
Okay.
Does she do it in front of you?
No, never.
Okay.
So, Cast One, you and Shawnee Culture on this program are the ones that just kind of lay and rip them in front of your partner, loved one, wife.
I'm not running to the bathroom every time. You guys are running to the bathroom every time. Yeah.
Like, well, hold on. What's the situation?
You're sitting there watching TV. Scenario.
All right, go ahead. Take us through.
Watching TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on one side, one couch, and your wife's on the other couch.
Yeah.
Listen.
You feel your stomach rumble a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
And you're like, all right, well, get up, or I could just let it rip.
I find a Ebro, I don't know about you, I'll let you go. I find a happy medium.
Uh-huh.
And I try if I'm like up on her, like we're next to each other.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to hold it. Like I'm going to just figure out how to hold it and I'm going to go to the bathroom at some point. If we're on separate couches and we're like removed by 7 feet, I'm not going to lie. I will try to get slick and find a way. No. I'm going to find a way.
SBD?
I'm going to try to find a way to SBD or do something.
You guys aren't experienced farters and belchers. When your partner is not near you and you try to eke one out silently and hope it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
You're hoping. Now, if you get caught out there and it smells, then and the partner catches that waft.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a problem. But you apologize, and still you didn't fart in front of your partner. You didn't make it a declaration.
Oh, see, that's now you're changing the game.
Ebro's key, guys. Hold on, Ebro's making an important point because we're going to get to you, Shawnee. Don't you worry. But right. Ebro's making a point. The point is, yes, I did something. Yes, it was uncouth. Yes, I'm sorry. But I'm not blatantly disrespecting you, treating you like you don't even matter. Well, and I'm just letting off.
And important. This is an important piece.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
And I believe in this. Ruining the sexy. You have to work to not ruin the. That's in a relationship. Now it's going to happen. You're going to have sick moments. You're going to have disgusting moments. But just in a leisurely hanging out, enjoying moment, you can't just ruin the sexy all the time.
See, I'm thinking about this from a different perspective because me and my wife have been around each other for over 20 years. So it's a little different.
Okay. No, you should be working even harder to keep the sexy.
No, we got the sexy. It's chilling.
No. Yeah, sure. We all do.
In life, bro, this is a small point.
Ebro, I'm with you. Keeping anything sexy is so hard as it is as time goes on. So hard. Yes. Some will tell you impossible that you don't want unforced errors, unnecessary. Because there's things that are necessary that you just have to deal with. The least you could do is... No, the least you could do is not intentionally, loudly just let things off in front of your partner. Now, Shawnee's been waiting.
We'll get to Shawnee because Shawnee is egregious, unnecessary, disrespectful, and on top of that, turns it into a whole game. Well, listen, so that's a whole different...
He is a proud Gasmaster guru.
I just like to say that Shawnee and I are on a whole different wavelength.
But wait. It needs to be stated. In my home, where I've never heard my partner fart, but I'm sure it happens, I've never purposefully let it rip in front of her.
Right?
However, the things and the bombs that I drop, there is no way that the acoustics of these bathrooms are soundproofing the noise that I rip when I first wake up in the morning. There's no way. So I know she's heard it, but we don't talk about it. You know why? That's we don't talk about it because
we're trying to preserve the sexy.
We're trying to preserve the sexy.
Shawnee, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Listen, first of all, shout out to all you new couples holding in your farts and getting cramps. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this. Once you start to evolve with your partner, be free. Let the fart be free. You dig what I'm saying? This is all I'm trying to tell y'all. Nah, bro. Once you start to relax, and you, there's other ways to keep it sexy, but I'm not getting bubble guts and cramps. And you talk about declarations.
Shawnee,
look, there's a missile headed your way if you on the other side.
Shawnee, how's it working out with you and your girlfriend now?
I mean, right now, I'm not putting no titles on nothing.
Exactly. So anyways, back to the subject at hand.
No. I'm saying I'm good, though.
But, Shawnee, are you setting the tone this way?
You got to set the tone.
Shawnee, how early in your relationship do you do your hot pocket?
Right.
That's not that early. I take some time.
By the way, a hot pocket is where he farts in bed and then pulls the cover over his partner and makes them suffer and smell it.
That's right.
That's terrible.
And then I yell, hot pocket.
I'm not co-signing that.
All I'm saying is, so what, I'm supposed to get out of bed?
No.
By the way, I do fundamentally, this is an important disagreement.
I fundamentally
disagree with you as a human. If you don't think in a romantic relationship, you should do things potentially like be willing to get out of bed if you need to not let off a gigantic, loud, smelly fart. That is a commitment that one should be willing to make to their partner if they're trying to keep up any air of seeming attractive. That's all. Why are you so hung up on I need to be free? It's all superficial. Listen. What are you talking? And Shawnee, that's why you do the shot. Like, Cass can get away with it. Cass been in a relationship for 20 years. So he can have his snarky, the new couples holding it in. Bro, you're not in a long-term committed relationship. You don't even know if your plan works.
I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. Done that.
Well, clearly it didn't work.
But it did work.
But it wasn't because of the fart.
You don't know that.
Your farts may have sent things over the edge, bro.
Listen, and my diet is different. You know what I'm saying?
So my diet.
So it's not like all big beefy steak farts.
Yo, Juanito, I'm glad you said it in the chat. I've been thinking for a long time.
Thank you.
I've been thinking for a long time, Shawnee's guru card is definitely in question.
Why is that?
Wow. Definitely.
Listen, we get past the superficial level so that we can be free around each other.
Shawnee, you make that sound like a great Dead Prez song. In real life, it's gross, bro. It's not hot, bro.
Listen, I'm going to say this for me. This is just for me. And everybody's got their own thing in a relationship, Shawnee, if that's what you want in your relationship and you want to be able to do that. I have a sensitive nose, okay?
Wait, this is not where I thought you were going.
All foul smells got to be dealt with.
Right.
All of them. I'm not okay. It's I'm the same way with myself.
So if she
I get in the shower multiple times a day to make sure. And when I come in the house, I'm making sure that. And by the way, me and my partner talk about our smell.
Well, no, by the way, Ibra, remember recently on this show when Natalie told me. She was like, there's some sort of smell you have that I'm not into. And I went to you guys and was like, what should I do? I got new soap recommendations. I started showering multiple times a day. I changed everything. I started using antibacterial soap. Everything I could do because I don't want, if I was giving off some small smell that only right. my wife could smell because she's the only one that close to me, I don't want to have that. And
by the way, guys, bad smells. It ruins the sexy.
It ruins the sexy. So I'm like, I don't want to. Shawnee, should I have said to her, nah, I want to be free. I'm au naturel. I don't need to use antibacterial Dial soap. I just want to scrub myself with a little piece of burlap.
No. You did the right thing.
So why do you not apply the same thing to your flatulence?
Well, because that's a temporary moment in time. If she's saying that you have a consistent smell that bothers her, then yes, you did the right thing.
But consistent flatulence could be an issue.
Farts have levels to them.
Yes, so, and you keep saying, "Oh, you meat eaters, bro. Those asparagus and
the veggie farts are the worst farts.
No, the
veggie farts are the worst farts.
And you're wilding. The veggie farts are the worst farts. What are you talking about?
They're not worse.
Broccoli. A big broccoli night. Oh,
versus a big steak
with onions.
Listen, I'm defending the couples that just free around each other. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
No. You can defend them all you want. And they're and by the way, if they're both into that, that's fine.
Yeah, it works for them.
That's fine. And there's people living with people who have smells and it doesn't bother them. For me, smells bother me. I need things to smell clean. I don't need gassy smells. I don't need BO smells. And it's going to happen. But by the way, it's going to happen. But if everyone is making an effort, I'm going to make an effort also to not be ripping farts in front of my partner. Like it's all good. Exactly. That's not what you want to do.
I really think from a guru standpoint, what you're saying, it's a nice thought. Let's be natural. But I think there is something nice. Listen, if I'm straight up sick. If I'm like, yo, I can't hold it in. I'm sick tonight. Then I understand the partner being like, hey, okay, I get it. But just on a daily basis to be like, I'm not willing to put in the little effort to try to avoid you hearing things like that. I don't know, man. As a guru, I don't agree with that. I think that's a real fun. It's a fundamental.
My lady loves me so. Let me tell you how much my lady loves me. My lady loves me so much. She lies to me and tells me that I never smell. And I'm like, that's impossible.
And but you put in the effort. You put in the effort to avoid her having to smell you.
That's right.
Even though you know she'd lie to you if you did, and that's nice. So you're saying my wife lies, loves me less because she was shaking her my face. How about we get some new soap cracking off?
Well, y'all was still new. Y'all was still new.
Right.
All right. Don't stink. So say the gurus.
Thanks.
In the morning.
Oh, man.
Well, not all the gurus.
Right.
There is not a guru consensus here on this.
No, I got a hunch that the emails, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com, the emails are going to be full. Phone lines are going to be full. People are going to have thoughts on this. And the biggest controversy here is that Shawnee, you know, I eat healthy culture, just had the nerve to be like, nah, veggie farts smell great. Nah, man, nah.
less potent than them big meat.
No. I'm telling you,
no way, bro.
I'm just saying.
Shawnee, you haven't had meat in so long, you don't remember. I'm telling you, meat doesn't even do that.
Bro,
meat may make you go have back to the bathroom.
I just got back to start eating meat, bro. And if you eat a clean, lean piece of meat without a bunch of sauce and seasonings on it, it's just a nice, you're not getting gas the same way you get gas from a lot of the vegan foods, a lot of the
gas, the smell of the dead flesh in your belly going through your system.
No, the gas.
Yo, that sounds great, but those natural vegetables smell like ass when they come out, bro.
No, that green, those green farts smell different, bro.
The green smell bad, bro.
Yo, if you want to beat the buzzer.
Smell like potpourri.
Yeah, right.
Poopery.
Call right now. Plus, Laura Stiles working on the Flash and Lights. Laura, what you working on?
Coming up on the Flash and Lights report, a big surprise, something super positive. Ashanti made an announcement. We'll discuss it coming up next.
Didn't we already know this?
Ebro.
I know.
Just let her have her announcement, man.
I like it. I like it. Beat the buzzer and Ashanti news next. YG Marley now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I've been on my own, but we ain't.
All right, it's time to beat the buzzer, man. Let's get somebody some money. Helio. Helio is up to get paid.
Helio,
good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm a regular, man. I've been trying to catch this beat the buzzer for a while now.
Here goes your shot. Let's get to this money, Helio. You know what to do, right?
Yes, sir.
It is time for Helio to beat the buzzer.
$90. $145. $230. $350.
Stop.
There he goes. He heard what he likes. Stop it. He stop.
Good for him.
Helio stopped at $350.
Nice.
I'm cool with that, man.
Perfection. Let's see what you left out here. Let's see what's going on.
$440. $490.
Woo.
$570.
Oh, boy. Hey.
$600.
Mm. Okay. All right. You left some 100. You left a few hundred on the table, but you did good. You heard money that you liked, and it was great for you, and you got paid, Helio.
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm going to play some poker.
Wait. Helio, we just talked about the gambling thing. What are we doing?
No, man.
Yeah, we got poker night tomorrow. So
oh, hello.
You
got to
pay a bill, Helio.
Helio, ain't you got some bills to pay?
Nah, I'm actually closing on a house, so, you know.
I don't think now's the time.
It might work out.
Oh, man. You better stack that. Hang on, though.
Yeah.
Let's get you laced up. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is at 12 noon. Let's go flashing lights with Laura Styles right now.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
You ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Aw, Ashanti made a big announcement. On Instagram, she showed a skit where her mom, Tina Douglas, is like rushing her to go on stage at a concert at the Barclays Center. And then she's like, how much time do you need to get ready? She replies, 9 months. And on her post, she wrote, baby. So, yes.
Ashanti is
expecting her first child with Nelly.
Hey.
Congrats to her.
Yo, play that Ashanti. Baby.
And reports are saying that they're engaged, too. So, big congratulations to them.
Love it.
Everyone was speculating on this, but it is big news. Congrats.
Yes. And also, big news, at least I think. So, Nas put up an Instagram post, an old school picture of him and Primo, and a new one. And it says, then versus now, what if, .. What does this mean?
So, people started speculating it's a whole DJ Premier Nas album.
Okay. All right. I'm excited for that.
I don't know if that's true, though. I have no idea. Maybe it's something else. Because Primo's been dropping music.
Okay.
Primo dropped a Snoop Dogg song recently. He dropped a Russ song recently. So he's been dropping a lot of music with people. So it could be a song. It could be a project. But we're getting something DJ Premier and Nas. That's happening.
Right. Either way, it's exciting. So should be dope.
There's some exciting music coming out for sure. I saw on another note, if you like Snoop and the Dogg Pound like I do, I saw Snoop Dogg talking about a Dogg Pound record, and there was a snippet of it that was kind of fire with Corrupt rapping and everything.
Mm. Wow.
And really? You know, Corrupt gets it in bar. Yeah, no, go to Snoop's page.
Okay. Hold on.
So there's some exciting music. I heard about some artists from the BX dropping something tonight, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Artists from the BX, a very popular one?
Very popular. So it's going to be some exciting music dropping tonight at midnight. And we'll hopefully have it all tomorrow for you right here with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg to play.
Wow.
Wow. There you go. That's your Flash and Lights report.
Maybe Flex will have something tonight.
Okay.
Because you know 7 o'clock when Flex comes on, he always has some exclusives. So maybe he's got some of this.
So let's see. High of 50 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Look, call right now. Freedom Friday. What you want to say? How you feel? Anything you want to get off your chest? Even shout out. You know, like Shani well, said, freedom, be man. Free. Be you could call up and fart on the line if you want, if you're Shani Culture.
No.
If you're like Shani Culture, Shani Culture's like, yo, just call up and fart.
Yeah.
Be free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.